Simshin Tezai and Sif Dalad. Person Machselis Agabi Hakaveris, you're allowed to spread a mat over the beehive. Malkam Shemis Kansim Boy Hatworm, Nitlas is Tabash, the place where you bring the bees inside to make honey. Beehive, we call it. Ubavachal Yechavim Lotsud. That your person wants to do it to protect them, let's say, because it's too, we're worried about the rain getting inside, we're worried about the heat, so we want to block it. And by blocking it, the problem is, meanwhile, you're also blocking the openings and trapping the bees inside. So you're allowed to do it with two conditions. Number one, he's not doing it for the purpose of tzeda. If he's doing it for tzeda, it's also. Number two, v'gam, and also, it has to be in a, it's done in such a way, it's not definite that it's going, they're going to be captured. It means there still is some opening which they can get out. Kihechi the little heavy psik ratio. This way, it's not a psik ratio. They doing the same. Mishnah Berurah Yudzayin. Person Marcellus b'chama pnei achama. Because of the, you're, in case where it's very sunny, you want to block the sun. B'kshama in case where it's raining, b'kshama because of the rain. Your kavana is not to capture them. Your kavana is to protect it again from the elements. And it has to be done in such a way. B'inyan shena mukhrach. It's not certain that it's going to be caught. It's not so tight. They can push out and get out. There is a small opening. They can go out through that. It's not so obvious it's not like an obvious opening which the bees would notice right away. It's still permitted. The Kaimalon can Shimon, the Dabar Shenim is Kaimalon, it's Mutter, because it's not, since your intent is not to do Tzedo, it's permitted as long as there's some way that it's not definite. So in general, from this, these Mishnah Berurahs, we seem to be getting a feel, if I have something which is almost certain, is that considered a psik ratio in regards to the Loch of Dabar Shenim is Kaimalon? The answer seems to be that the answer is no. We deal with this, that's not, since it's psikresha means psikresha. There's a Mishnah Berurah later on which will discuss something which is carved of psikresha, but it's interesting over here, he does not seem to mention that idea at all. A few times in Shin Tezayin it comes up, he does not seem to go there at all. It's not. It's either 100% or it's mutter. It's 100%, it's psikresha. If it's 95%, it's not a psikresha.
Right. It's a steer almost to say a suffix psikresha.
Well, we discussed it, something that's a little different idea, right? There have been a case where it's segregation, saying it's almost a segregation. It's almost for certain, well, either it's certain or not certain.
Right.
Like, you know, the weather forecast is talking about 100% chance of rain. It's 100% that it's a chance. It didn't say it's 100% going to rain. Like, what does that mean, it's 100% chance? There's always, any chance is always 100, it's a chance. The question is, how much is the chance? All right, you know, always found that fascinating. Anyway, okay.
I've never seen that before.
What?
I've never seen 100% chance.
What, rain?
Yeah.
I am. It was raining outside.
I heard an explanation of it two years ago. Yeah. They finally explained what they were talking about.
If there's no hole at all, also psik reisha, but also feel the mitzvah drabbanon. Psik reisha, even though it's in the drabbanon, psik reisha is also even in the drabbanon. Now, we remember we discussed this before. Beginning of Shin Yudalad, a discussion is if secretion is also by the Rabbanans. And again, here we're saying again that we're going the Chumrah that secretion applies even by the Rabbanans. Okay, new thought. A person, so somebody, we were discussing this yesterday a little bit, a person puts out the trap. Ubishas prisosoi nichnoso achayo lusoich. Chayv chatos. Person puts out the trap. So he doesn't trap, and the trap traps him. But so if he puts out the trap in later on, sometime later on in the day, so not chayv in that case. Mishnah Berurah holds. But if it happened immediately as you're putting out the trap, that it caught something, that's called you did it, you're chayv. If it only entered in later on, that case is potter b'loser. This is based on a tosus in Shabbos and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. There's a Chassid Ishu argues and understands Tosfos. The Tosfos is saying Tosfos lashon of Mishas Pisosei doesn't mean at the moment of spreading it out, but the phrase as it's spread out can mean as it spreads out, as you know, that, or as it's, as long as it's there, it's spread out. So he would have said to the second one, not like this, Mishnah Berurah. Obviously, you should not put out a trap to capture the rats. And that's based on the Tosfos and Shabbos. At the end of the Masechtas, you might not have noticed it ever, but there's a sefer called Piskei Tosfos. Piskei Tosfos was written by one of the Achronim, and what it does is he basically takes out the Tosfos, which there are halachic ramifications of them, and he points them out, and he makes a list of all of the halachic Tosfos that are found in the Masechta and what they're saying. Uh-huh. And so,
and this is in the most
Masechta. I recall it being there in Kushan, but you know, in other Masechtas,
most
the regular Gemara should have it.
Yeah, that's close.
Yeah. Okay. Zok the Shulchan Aruch. Hey.
Oh, yeah, a question about that one. Sorry, I meant to ask. As far as Muksa is concerned with these traps, I mean, it's obviously to do a malacha, and the reason you're putting it out there is not a dover. It's not for something that's for a heter. So why do we even come on to a question of whether or not you can put this trap out?
Well, see, the difference is in regards to if you will not have any malacha involved, all you're dealing with is the rabbanon of moving muksa, the mashal mir laka would be mutter, and that, you know, if you have a need, dealing with the malacha situation, so mir laka is going to be a problem.
I have a question on, I guess, Mishnah Berurahs in general. In this situation, we're not given a specific shear for how long, if we would go by the first opinion, that was not how the Chazon Ish learned.
Right.
In these situations, we're a lot of times we're given a sort of a statement, and we don't have a shear of what would make us over the lav in that situation. How do we find out what the shear would be for situations like this or for other things that would come up?
So it's a fair question. You know, the answer isn't always... It's not one answer, one monolithic answer to that question.
I guess like a process.
But in other words, over here, once you see the logic behind it, so then you can try and apply it. Even then, obviously, there's going to be some gray areas. The idea is that there's something called groma, there's something called the person's action. One of the definitions of groma versus action is that it doesn't happen directly. So, as a person's doing it, it's called direct. If it happens later on, it's called. There's an element of being indirect, and that time lapse of that is not significant. You know, you're talking about what's called immediate in halach as opposed to non-immediate, not clear numbers. But the pasha, the answer would be totally in basis of people's perception.
Okay.
If people relate to that as called immediate, that is halach of immediate. If people relate to that, like we'll see that when we get to Berurah, one of the most defining elements in the halacha of Berurah is it has to be there's a mixture of items. You have an item there, an item there, and there's only two items in the room. That's not called a mixture. So somebody said, well, give me the criteria of a mixture. I said, well, the criteria of a mixture really needs three things. How many items are there, how large they are, and how close they are. Now, there's no way to give any type of shear for that. The answer is, if it looks like a mixture, it's a mixture. If it doesn't look like a mixture, it's not a mixture. That's the answer, you know?
Okay.
You know? You know, that's only. There's no. You know, you can't. So, well, if items are each one is 27 millimeters big, you know, then and there's 17 of them, you know, and then it's 3 centimeters, you know. I mean, there's a way to define that.
Okay.
So you know, there's a certain amount we go with how the perception of reality is.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see actually another case of that here in later on in this sim, in a fascinating halachic case. Okay, tzvi shenichlas l'besach abayis v'nol echad b'fonim. So the tzvi went into a deer, there was an opening in the door, the deer ran in, okay, on its own, and then somebody shut the door. Okay, even without locking it. So the nature of the tzvi that he doesn't, you know, really know how to open doors. So chayav, that's called saying, I didn't do anything, I just shut the door. No, that's called capturing the animal, because right now the animal has, you've taken away the animal's escape route, that's called you've caught it. No lushtaim, if two people do it together, so paturim, and that's based on a halacha, the more than that from a pasuk, that any malacha on Shabbos which is done, two people do it together, that malacha is not chayiv. Shnaim shosu, two people do it together, malacha is potter. Why? A pasuk. Not a swear, it's a pasuk. However, in that halacha of Na'olu Shnaim, that you're potter, there is an exception. And this is actually a machlokes in the Gemara, and we pass on like this opinion. One opinion says, no, two people do it, potter. I don't care. Never. There's no exceptions. This sheet says there is an exception. What is that? Ein echad yachol linov Na'olu Shnaim is chayavim. If neither one could do it on their own, and they do it together, so then each one really is totally intrinsic to the act of closing it, because without him it would not happen. Therefore, each one is considered that they did a full malacha, and they'd both be chayv. Okay, now, let's say even my Pesach Kavara Megufov, if the door is already shut, okay, and, you know, Megufov means it's shut tightly, so the animal can't break out. But you would like to lock the door just to make sure. Well, also, all you need is some guy decided to open, to come into the house and open the door and have a sweet barge past him and escape. So you're locking it to keep it there. You're allowed to lock the door. You're permitted to lock it with a lock. That's not called. You didn't do it. In regards to the malach of Seder, you didn't do anything. So, Mishabur. So, cutting your tests. So the sea went shinichos the bayis me'elav on its own. So he's even so when he shuts the door, he's chayiv. And obviously, v'kolshkini mekniso the bayis and all befonu the chayiv. Obviously, if he was the one who ushered the animal in and shut the door, obviously he did the whole malacha. So obviously, that case is chayiv. Menol, how does shesosim adelas afilah b'loy manu? You shut the door even without locking it. Kimishen etzvi yochel livroyach, since the tzvi can no longer escape. So if two people do it together, they're both potter. Mishabur says, what is that from? That's a pasuk, and it's a gemara. Mishabur is really quoting a gemara. They see, if one individual sins unintentionally, from one of the members of Klal Yisrael, but as he does it, we go then to the pasuk. With the shin and midarshin from the word ba'aseso, which really that seems to be an extra word. Right? If a person sins unintentionally, right, what is the process? As he does it. So Darshan Ha'oi says, Kulav, he does it, meaning the whole action. Well, Ha'oi says, Miksos, not when he does only part of it. Each one can do it on his own. And they do it together. Each one is only doing part of it. However, if the situation is such that two shut it, you need two people to shut it, these type of things, it's normal to do it with two together. So Rashi explains that since over here, without either one, nothing can happen. So we say that the result really belongs to each one individually. Because without me, this result wouldn't be here. Because you couldn't do it without me. I couldn't do it without you. So you've accomplished the whole thing, and I've accomplished the whole thing. Now, the Gemara actually learns it out from a pasuk, by the way. The word is, this is a logic behind the pasuk, but the more brings that there's three pasukim, the more it says that one case is every holds his potter, because every holds his kaya, one case, right? So the more it goes through the pasuk. Okay, that's not correct. The more has three pasukim, one, the more is coming from a different issue, a case of, like, Hitzor, where one starts and one's ends, and not doing it together simultaneously, but one started the malacha, one ended the malacha. Right? As opposed to over here, where they're doing it together at the same time. Now, what about a situation where one individual is strong enough, is savvy enough, he can do it all by himself. But the other guy can't do it by himself. Vasu b'shnayim. Mesuvishneim. So now, how do you look at that? So, halacha is Zeshayachal is Chayiv. So it comes like this: the one who was able to do it by himself, he did it. He doesn't need the other guy. The one who can't do it on his own, well, says, "Well, why should he be chayiv?" The case before, he's chayiv because he can't do it on his own, but you can't do it on your own either. So it comes out, without me, it wouldn't have happened. But over here, without me, it would have happened anyway. So what am I doing? So that's called the more so that situation. The second person, the is called the Messiah. He's just helping. And Amber Mamish, in regards to these halachas, the Messiah is not called you did the malacha at all. Now, the other guy did the whole thing himself. Now, you shouldn't be doing this, but there's no chiyuv at the raisa level at all. It's all under a bond.
With this case particularly, like, does the Mishnah bring this down every time for every malacha that potentially two people are doing, but only one could do it?
Well, he's going back on the case of the Shulchan Aruch discussed it. Nolu shneim peturim. Erech yochel l'nolu v'nolu shneim is chayav. That's why he's going to do that. Okay, if the door was already magufa, it was already shut. Pirish sosum, it's shut. It's shut in such a way that the three cannot escape. You just want to lock it, make sure that nothing should change. Okay, but you're allowed to lock it. Why? The man will rock shmira who beloitzida. Locking it is not called capturing it. Locking is called watching to make sure that it's going to stay like that. It's more an act of protecting your item that you have as opposed to capturing the item. Current needs environment. It's already caught. Okay, show you kosher b'bayism. Let's say the case where it was tied up inside the house. Much of the hug tells you to shut the door. Same idea, because it's already caught, it's already tied. Fill him nitzar at tzviach. Even if afterwards the knot got loose, ain't tzarich liftach adelus kadesh yetzai. I don't have to unlock the door and open the door now. Came in the beheter saw some adelus. When you shut the door, the animal was caught already. So if after that changed, I'm not going to open the door. Right, the animal jumped through the window, and the window crashed down on its own afterwards. And now he's inside. I'm going to open the window and let the animal out. He's in. That's not no me.
And what if the animal gets inside through this case and the door shuts on its own, and then you open and close the door again, like you want to go in and out or something like that?
Now you could have a situation where if you open that door, now the animal is really not caught anymore.
Right.
Then you have a problem with shutting the door.
Yeah.
Right. In general, we'll see that a domesticated animal which is not running away is not a problem.
Right.
So if I open my door, my dog can go out. He's not getting uncaught, on the loose. And later on, I'll catch him again. The animal wanders out. I'll come back inside. And my cat goes out, my cat comes in. That's not a problem. Yashav Echel Pesach Umiloi. So the situation was that So, the animal runs inside. The guy says, I don't have time to shut the door. But if I stand by the door and block the door, sit by the door and lock the door, I'll block the door, physically block the door, so he ain't going anywhere. So if that's the situation, let's say he did that before Shabbos, or let's say he did it by Yisrael, or whatever, that's the situation. So now I want to sit down a little bit past him. I'm not doing anything. Well, if he gets up, I'm blocking the door. That's okay, but I'm not doing anything because the door is blocked already. It's like, the door is shut already. Yochel Sheni Leishim, but see, the second person can sit down next to him. If I feel the moment of reaching the wall, now the first guy gets up and walks away. Hasheni Potter, Umutter, he's allowed to stay there. But Rishon Chai, the first guy did everything, the second guy didn't do anything. Well, now you're keeping it caught. But you're keeping it caught by sitting there and doing no physical action. That's not called a malacha. There might be some examples. The malacha Shabbos requires some type of action. It might be that I'll transgress the malacha through passive, but there has to be an element of action. Let's say my weight would activate something. It goes to an elevator and it causes the elevator to move. So I didn't do it. You know, that I'm just being there, but I walked into the elevator. Right? So I did something. Even though what's activating is not the walking in, what's activating is the being there. But I'm being there because I did something. So that I'm chayav. That could be chayav for. But if I didn't, you know, I didn't do any action at all, like, you know, the person was standing at a spot, and he just standing there, and then something moved, and then because his being there now causes a switch to turn on, and the light sensor moves toward, you know, the light thing moves towards him, and they catch him. I'm just standing there, I don't do anything. Right? So the action I did before of walking there is not connected at all to what's happening now. The interesting case, the Bir Lacha, not the Bir Lacha, the Chafetz Chaim talks about it, and it was Lashon Hara situation. There's an issue of hearing Lashon Hara. That's very passive. I'm not saying it. I'm not believing it, because that's my decision. I'm just hearing it. There's an issue of hearing Lashon Hara. So he says, well, what if I'm there and I just happen to hear Lashon Hara? So that's not an error. Says, yeah, but if you shouldn't have been walking there, or there's a group there which you know speaks Lashon Hara, and you walk there and sit down, so even though now you're passive, but who asked you to walk there? But if I walked there for a valid, wasn't aware of that, and I walked there for a valid reason, then it turns out, so it's a mitzvah to leave, but if it's so much situation that's difficult to do, I'm not okay, because my act of walking there is not connected to my act of sitting there, or act of hearing it. That's the Chiddush that he said.
What about if someone were to go into this passive situation? Do you have a chiv to let's use an example of Shabbos, that you know that there's a way that if people go, that it'll set off a light. Let's say.
So that's active. The situation I gave you was if I walk by and I'm going to trip a light. That's one thing. Situation where I walk by, I don't have to trip the light. But if I stop to talk to somebody, and there's a nature of this thing that it moves around and oscillates, and eventually it's going to pick the guy up. So he didn't walk into the thing. He walked, stopped for his purpose of having a conversation, and then the light came to him. So I'm just tripping it passively. That was the case that I was talking about.
So with the Lashon Hara case, what if I'm sitting, not going anywhere, and somebody walks past me saying Lashon Hara, how do you deal with that?
So he says it's better in a situation where, you know, if it happened, it happened. If the situation is ongoing, so I'm going to do something, it's preferred at least to do something. I should walk away, I should cover my ears, I should, you know, somewhere in the county, I don't want to hear Lashon Hara. But if I feel that, Mr. Burr says, I feel I can't do that, I'm not going to do that, even though I should be, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to walk away, I'm not going to do like this, you know, I'm not going to do that. So I should have my mind that I don't want to accept what he's saying. I don't believe that's true. I don't want to accept it, and I'm not happy that I'm hearing it. As he says, this is, but that's all only the situation where I was there in a valid halachic sense. But I shouldn't have been there. That's not going to help you. You'd be mechuyev to walk away. He says, "Valakloi." Okay, now the first guy walks away. Now. The case was the second guy didn't move, and if he moved closer in, so obviously he did something. The first guy walked away by walking into the house. Obviously, if I'm blocking the door and he's walking away, how do you walk away if I'm blocking the door? Right? He didn't leapfrog over my head, right? He says, well, I'll give you an example. The way around. The first guy sat down further out in the doorway. Second guy sat down to talk to him. And the second guy sat down to talk to him inside. Now the first guy walks away, the second guy's still in the hallway. He's still in his place. He can stay there. He's doing it. Over here, he's doing it because he wants to keep. You know, I skipped him. Did I do Chavdalad? I didn't do Chavdalad. Right. Even though I want to keep the thing there, I'm allowed to do that. There's no action at all. He's just basically maintaining the situation. Let's go back to, let's hold that spot. Now, let's finish up a little more and we'll go back. Let's, if it was the other way around, Arishim Yifnim. The second guy was sitting outside, further out. And the first guy was sitting closer in. So he has to get up to let the inner person out. And now, Rimelani's Balad said, it's a tzvi. At that point in time, the animal is no longer caught because it could run out right now. When you sit down again, Lamali said, pass it to block the door. You're doing Seder. So that can't be the case. Okay, now, the Mishnah goes off to some other cases. Let's go back to Chav Dalad. So hold that place. We hold in the middle of that Mishnah Berurah and Chav. Hey, Chav Dalad. Yochel Afilim Kavanosa Mishil Atzvi Shori Kim the Karni Tzidol Adi Arishin. So he says the same point. Even though the second guy's sitting there just to make sure that the thing, he's sitting down now next to the first guy. In case the first guy walks away, he wants to keep the Tzvi. That's okay. He's not doing anything at all. So even though his intent is for the Tzvi, that's okay. Let's go back to the Chafei. We'll hold the middle of Chafei. New point, new halacha. Also, lean on the space of Kalishmer Kli Beisoy. Okay, there's a tzvi right into my house. I don't like leaving my house door wide open because the Ganava might walk in. So I want to shut the door, and my kavana is not to capture the tzvi. My kavana is to protect my Kalin. But it's a psik ratio, you're going to capture the tzvi. So that's also to do it. Even though you have no intent for that purpose, the Havi Psik Reshiv also been a terrorist, and he said the right to do it. Now, he's telling you this, by the way, that there's a Rashba that says this is Mutter. So he's saying the Ran argues and the Rashba says that it's Osir, and I want to point out that it's Osir, not like this Rashba. And the Rashba is very difficult to understand what the Rashba's logic is. Vakolshkin, obviously, Miskavan Bishol Shem, if you're having in mind, hey, you know, I can protect my house and capture it to me. So if you have Kavanah for the potato, obviously you're going to be chayav. Okay. Yoshua LaPesach V'loy Milohu. First guy sat down, and he didn't block the whole doorway. And the animal could squeeze past him still. Yoshua Rasheni Milohu, and the second guy sat down next to him and blocked the doorway. So Shena Chayav. First guy didn't do anything. He didn't do the Seder yet. The animal was not caught. Shayodah Nasa Seder. The second guy did the Seder. So a bird was hopping around and it went under your garments. So, like, once it's in, it ain't coming out. You know, it hopped in. Now your bag is flopped out on the ground, like, you know, your jacket is, and there's a bird under there, right? It's not going out. So out the car needs it. It's caught. Okay, so once it's caught, let me take it in my hand. No. It's muksa. But you are allowed. You can sit there and say, I like the bird. Just sit there, wait until it gets dark, and then take the bird.
So similarly, you could just put a box over it since it's already caught.
Theoretically, I have to be careful how you do it. You have to make sure you're not adding any more Seder than what you have right now. Yes. Now, let's say it actually got caught inside of the garments. So, yes, it's great. I'll walk in the house right now with the thing schlepped. It's not going anywhere. It's caught, you know, got stuck inside my, you know, I have this, like, hole inside my jacket, and it's inside the jacket. It's not coming out. You can put it in the house. Many malachas have, you know, the positive and the negative. There's no malacha of freeing an animal. That's okay. You ought to free an animal. So if you want to open the door, let it run out. You want to open up the trap, as long as you don't move it, then move the muksa, so you're allowed to do that. Okay.
So would one be allowed to trap an animal in order to free it?
No, because when you're doing the trapping, you'd have, you know, at best, there'll be malacha shen tzvich l'gufa. Right?
Why is the animal muksa?
Why is the animal muksa? Chazal put it in a muksa on animals. Once Chazal came along and said, we don't want the person using animals on Shabbos. You can't ride an animal. You can't lean an animal. You can't use an animal. So they gave it to the Muktzah.
So this brings up an interesting point. You know, somebody is afraid of a bug or some sort of animal that got into the house, and there's no way they're going back in the house, or there's no way they're going to sleep unless this thing is out of the house. How is that situation dealt with?
Okay, we're gonna get to that. You know, as it moves along, we're still gonna get to those cases.
Okay.
Okay. Zion. Hatsod nechoshim v'akrabim b'Shabbos. A person who captures snakes and scorpions on Shabbos. Oishar remoshim v'hamazikim. Or other types of creeping things which are dangerous. Im l'refua chayiv. If you're capturing because you want to get the venom, sometimes you can use the venom, makes the anti-venom, right? So you're capturing the animal because you want to use the animal. So that's called melacha. You're capturing it to use it. Chayiv. If your goal over here is that the reason why you're trapping it is that it shouldn't bother you. It shouldn't bite you. No, it shouldn't bother. It shouldn't bite you. So that's mutter. Even though normally that case would be also derabanan, for the purpose of protecting the person, chazal permitted. The Mishnah Berurah of Vav. Chayiv, the mikri, davrishim, mimina, nitzit. So remember, we said the definition of seder, it's not enough you're doing it to use it. It has to be that you're talking about such an item which people do trap to use. Well, this is true, that people do trap these things to get the venom and then use them for that purpose.
So why is it Rabbanan then?
It's not Rabbanan, he said Chayiv.
Okay.
The inner four is Chayiv.
Right, I thought I already said it was Rabbanan.
Vim bishvil, if you're doing it just that it shouldn't bite you, so this halacha is true. Obviously, we're talking about a case where the snakes can potentially, you know, they're deadly. So we understand your derech Shabbos because of potential pikuach nefesh. They're not dead. A vein rosh nachrov, an animal's not slithering. This snake is not slithering after him, trying to attack him. It's not running after him. Although I'm the mimkam, just staying put. You can't kill them in that situation because we have no indication that they're trying to attack him and they're not necessarily deadly. Okay, or they're not necessarily actively killing. You know, they're not the type of things which they might have the venom to kill, but they don't. They're the type of animal which doesn't usually attack. Shalachim letzad and shari, you're allowed to capture them. Now, that's all talking about there is a potential. I mean, there has to be some level of potential, you know. But this type of thing, we know statistics, 1%, you know, it's a 0.5% before it causes problems. That wasn't the case we're permitting. We're talking about there is, you know, a real potential, something can happen. What do you do? The Hanuk Shekai for a lamb kli, a kosher or some, you can cover them with a box, you can tie them up. But Tom, why is this mutter? Number one, you're not capturing it to use it. And that makes it only a derabanan. I'm not trying to capture the item to use the item, but that's the malacha, is getting it to use it. Over here, I'm getting it to get it away from me. You know, if he would know that it wouldn't bother him, he wouldn't do it. So his goal isn't to get the item. His goal is to make sure it stays away from him. So that's lost the Rabbanan. Once it's only the Rabbanan, Chazal said, you know what, if it's our iser, it's our prohibition, we have a right to say, well, we're worried about the person getting hurt, we're going to permit it. There's always a Rabbanan in this situation.
I would think that the Hezekiah here is we're talking about the individual, correct?
Interesting question. Yes, a very good question. There is a Mishnah Berurah earlier which talks about the case of a coal. You have a coal which is, you know, we have a piece of glass out there in a situation where somebody hurt themselves. Hot burning coal fell out of the, rolled out of the fireplace in the middle of the path where everybody walks. Right. So he differentiates in halacha. We differentiate in halacha. So it's putting out. It's I'm not putting out to use it. So it's halacha. Chazar matir in the case where there's either children or there's a flow of traffic. There's a yachid saying, yeah, you stay away. You know, that's your responsibility to stay away. So he didn't say that it's mutter in the case of a yachid because you have other recourse. You have a group, I can't make guarantee that. Or having so much I can't guarantee, so then anyway, we promote it to put it out over there.
Because
then it's Yilagufa, and there's a danger, so Chazar matir.
So Hazekah here also, with it seems like it really would have to cause some sort of damage. It doesn't apply to where somebody's just, you know, they have the thing about spiders and they just don't like spiders.
Right. That's not a head. If you have a person, you have a situation where the person's allergic, gets an allergic reaction to them, even if it's not life threatening.
Yeah.
You know, that's a different story. Now, Afila Rambam. Now, Mishmaris, one second. I built this whole permission based on the concept that Melachos and Tzricha LeGufa. And I told you Melachos and Tzricha LeGufa is Patra Avolos. One second. I told you before the Rambam holds that it's Chayiv. So why is it Mutter? So this is the Reis. Afila Rambam, the Mechayiv Alma, Melachos and Tzricha LeGufa, Maida Bezeh. Over here, it's Gemara. You cannot get a Gemara. This case is Mutter.
So
it's the Pshat. Because and they've explained in the Rambam, and he says over here he's referring to the Elia Rabba, the time of the reason why. Not clear exactly what he's saying. There's two ways of saying what he's saying. Okay? Let's do the easier way first. What we're saying is that, you know, if the goal of Seder is to get the item, and over here the goal is to get the item away from him, which is like the exact opposite of Seder. That's not called Melachos and Tzricha LeGufa. That's called I'm doing anti-Seder. So that's not the Melachos of Seder. Even though the action is exactly the same, and Rama holds it, doing the action of malacha just not for that purpose is still called a malacha. But over here, what I'm doing is I'm basically trying to do this action to represent the opposite of getting an item. And the malacha of Seder is getting the item. So that's not called a malacha at all. That's one way of saying it. So you're adding in this idea because the nature of this thing is exact. It's anti-Seder. What about if it wasn't anti-Seder? Was just parv. Okay, we don't know. The second way of saying it is even if it's just parv, it's still not called the malacha. Now, why is that? So, there is a Magen Mishnah which talks about this type of idea. There are certain malachas which the kavan of the person defines the malacha. We spoke about this one time. Right? The Gemara says if a person goes over to a piece of wood and pulls off a splinter to use as a toothpick, he's chayiv. He made a kli on Shabbos. That's a malacha d'oraisa. He made a kli on Shabbos. He made a toothpick. Before it was a piece of wood, now it's a toothpick. But the Gemara says if you want to take off, just take off because you want to take off splinters of wood. Mutter. I mean, all right. Well, one second. How's a mutter? If you pull it off for the purpose of making a kli, it's a malacha, and it's making a kli. So if you do it not for that purpose, you should be malachos and tzricha LeGufa. And according to the Rambam says this halacha, Magen Mishnah says, that the Rambam should be chayiv. He says, because the malacha is making a kli. When I pull up a splinter to use it, not to use it as a toothpick, I didn't make a kli. Remember, malachos and tzricha LeGufa, I'm doing the malacha, but for a different purpose. So if I make a kli, not to use the kli, but to do something else, that'd be called, I did the malacha for a different purpose. I didn't make a kli. It's not a kli right now. It's a piece of wood still. It remains a splinter. It's a fascinating point. It makes a lot of sense what the Magen Mishnah said. So, when a person cooks, the malacha is cooking. So I didn't cook to use the food. I cooked for something. Okay, that's malacha. And it's a little goof. Right? A person does charesh. He digs a hole. Not to use the hole. He digs the hole to get the dirt. The malacha is digging a hole. I dug a hole. Why not to use the hole for something else? That's malacha and tzricha LeGufa. Over here, I didn't make a kli, but for another purpose. I didn't make a kli. If I don't plan to use it for a kli, it's not a kli. It remains a splinter. It remains a piece of wood, not a toothpick. Yeah.
So I pull off a splinter just to pull off a splinter.
Right.
Then I look at it and I go, oh, looks like a good toothpick.
So at that point in time, you didn't do anything you didn't do any mice, you wouldn't be fine.
No, so it doesn't retroactively.
I don't think so. I mean, you know, again, you can't. If it's true, if the guy's not playing games, you know.
Right.
If it was really true, so that I don't think it would be a problem.
So this part case is like, oh, fly, boom, and without any kavana of which, this way or the other.
So it comes along what he wants to suggest over here is. We're going to have a time conflict over here because it's 8:45. You schedule Mara for tonight?
I couldn't get a definite 10. We might have it, but.
Okay. So, you know, that's all we're here. We've got to pick up tomorrow.